Throughout the morning, a steady stream of dump trucks backed into the entrance of the city's salt dome on North Haven Avenue to unload tons of road salt. Baltimore's transportation department has 7 such domes scattered throughout the city. They're all different sizes, but this one holds about 1,500 tons of salt. City officials said today they started replenishing the salt supply before the end of the last snowstorm. Mayor Rawlings Blake said that preparation is paying off.
We've already started getting calls from other jurisdictions looking for salt. We try to make sure that we stay ahead of the game, and so we have enough salt to be prepared.
She said the city has spent nearly double the $2.7 million budgeted for snow removal, but she assured city residents that won't stop crews from plowing the streets.
We will spend what we have to do and make the adjustments needed, just as we've done in the past, to make sure that we have the resources on the street to clean up after the snow.
Governor O'Malley said crews already have been salting state roads and that the state has some 2,700 pieces of equipment ready to respond when the weather hits. But he said it's safest not to drive if you don't have to.
This is going to be a nasty, wet, icy event here in Maryland that will go on for 24 hours.
He also urged Marylanders to conserve energy as the state braces for the storm.
That will take some strain off the grid. With an event like this, with the potential for as much ice as it could bring, our big concern is downed power lines, power outages, and the havoc that all of that will wreck on the power grid.
O'Malley said his office has been in touch with utility services across Maryland. BGE spokeswoman Rachel Lighty said 400 out-of-state utility workers are in the area to assist in case of power outages.
We have staging sites set up throughout the entire service area that we will stock with crews and with materials so that they are closer to the action once that storm begins to impact us.
She said customers should be prepared for at least 2 days of outages. Huge snowplows with blades wide enough to do a whole street at one swipe were lined up at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport late this afternoon, ready to go. And right behind them, snowblowers the size of bulldozers, one of which just got in today from Buffalo. Wayne Pinnell, the airport chief operating officer, said the snowblowers will follow the plows down the runways.
So as the plows make a big pile of snow going down the runway, the snow blower comes up and eats it up and throws it into the infield, so we have nothing left on the runway.
He said 200 airport employees, as well as 100 private contractors, will be working some long hours between now and Friday under miserable conditions.
We have some top-notch folks who work out here, and they're used to it. They're some of the best in the business.
Forecasters say the storm should arrive around 8 or 9 tonight and continue through Thursday afternoon. With Chris Connolly and Kenneth Burns, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.